This recording, Guanajuato 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily and also in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed up to work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman had Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling comma, which I thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First the tire gently stronger and the goose lower back with her palm. Then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to die. So Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the bed diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times of the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison's a millionaire lawyer, so it was a fair price for a cure. I born on Celaya, Guanajuato, Mexico, and my birthday is February 9th, 1988. That was a pretty cool experience, because, you know, girlfriends, friends, everything, you know. My parents are Francisco Juarez and Sara Perez. My parents are like very open mind. My father is a truck driver, and my mom is she's a mom a lot of times, most of the time. Maybe the worst one, I can imagine a worst one. I go out of the house. No, not to come here. Just sneak out that for a long time. I have two brothers. I am the smallest one, so they were like kind of mean with me.
Yeah.
Like, I just let little kid, so covering me something, they keep my ass every time. His name was Mauricio Romo. He born on Michoacán, Mexico. He was a little fat kid, and he was a cool guy. When I'm a kid, all I wanted was be a truck driver. As my father, because that was cool.